I can't stop laughing. Stop! Tony's saying he says he's never heard my real laugh. Oh my gosh. Oh, hey, Fallites. Sorry, I'm in the podcast though. Girl, I'll hang up. Oh my gosh, I'll send you. Okay, look this up. Oh, I can't breathe. Oh. So, hi, everybody. I'll let you call in, girl. Farlights, my friend Megan, she recently just woke up and she forgot all about it, like this podcast. And I specifically told her it's going to be at this time. This is the podcast. Tony, I'm going to hang up with you. Well, actually, yeah, I'm going to hang up with you right now so you can call in. My friend Tony was on Discord with me just now. And sorry, this is just funny. No, yeah, that kind of stuff happens. I'm crying right now. It's so funny. This kind of stuff happens to me all the time, though. And I don't know why. Oh, I'm crying, though. And it's a good cry. It's definitely a good cry. How are you? I want to know how you're doing. Ooh. Oh, wait. Whoa, what is going on? There we go. I'm just trying to get everyone a link so they can contact me. Hey, Tones McGones. Oh, I'm glad you're fine. We're playing American Truck Simulator. Yeah, you are in, bud. American Truck Simulator. Okay, not going to lie. I used to really want to play that game. And Farming Simulator. They seem really relaxing and chill. Hey, Tony, can you see the chat?
I can't.
Oh, you can't?
Actually, I can send. Oh, there it is. There it is. Water isn't liquid. Water is a liquid. It is one of the phases of matter. There are four of them. Solid, liquid, gas, and plasma. Water is a liquid.
Oh, that's funny. Grand Canyon is a lot. What? What are you talking about?
I have walked down into the canyon. It is not a lie.
So have I.
We've been there.
Farlights, what are you doing?
Okay. All right. Not to distract.
Oh, no, no. You're good. You're good.
Are we in the warm-up phase?
Oh, wait. Is it in the game? Are you talking about in the game? In the game. It's okay. I see what you're saying. So you can literally drive into the water or into the Grand, like the Grand Canyon. Okay. I get what you're saying. I get it. Hey, Tones. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? I'm good. I'm very good.
That's good. Okay, so I've been doing a lot of chill podcasts, and I've actually reached 36 fans now, 36 subscribers on this. And
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And I have two networks who are supporting me, and I have to share that these people are supporting me. I actually have a few music sites that reached out to me and said, hey, we have free music that you can use. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. Ooh. So I'm probably going to do that. It's funny. Wait, sorry. What's funny? I'm choking. Holy crap. It's easier to drive on the water surface than on the road.
That makes sense.
Wait, really? In the game? That, I don't know why, but that just seems really weird to me. Because is it like you drive on the water itself, or is it like you're driving under the water? Oh, my friend Megan doesn't know how to call in. Tony, how did you call in?
I'll help her out with that.
Okay.
You just sounds good. Stay on here. I'll work with her. Tell her to contact me
Thank
on Facebook.
You. Okay. Megan, Tony is going to be contacting you on Facebook. So try and walk you through that, okay? Sorry. I am texting. There we go. Hello, audience. Seems that everyone's joining in. Awesome. Very awesome, actually. That's weird that you can drive on the water in that game. So today I'm actually having two very wonderful friends of mine. One, Megan, and the other, Tony. And they're both amazing individuals. Tony is an engineer, and he's currently trying to help my friend Megan, who is working in the medical industry. And she's having a little trouble of calling in, and I'm not sure how. Because I thought it was pretty simple. I might be wrong. Oh. Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
I hear you.
Ah,
there okay, we go. So Tony got you in, I'm guessing.
She got herself in. She hasn't even read my messages yet. She nailed it.
Oh, okay. That's good. Hi, girl. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
And I'm glad. And she's not a medic. No, she's actually a blood analysis, or blood analyst. I'm sorry.
Actually, genetic.
Oh, genetic analyst. Mm. Oh, yes. So that's so much more interesting. Genetics.
Real quick, Dan, not to butt in, but Megan, verbal handshake here. It's nice to meet you. I'm Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. I'm Megan. It's nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, definitely.
So, right, thanks, Dan. I'm not sure if you two ever met, actually.
I
don't think so.
Unless it was at Northern.
And I went to Michigan Tony, Tech.
Oh.
Yeah, he went to Tech, so that's a very...
Oh, did you hear the verbal hackles raise?
Farlights, at the moment, I'm going to be talking with these two. You can join in a little bit. I'll let you join in if you want to talk. Thank you for the 5 likes, though. And sorry, I'm not trying to, like...
You're good, Dan.
It makes skew sense. Your guys' conversation. But yeah, no, Tony is a good friend of mine, and we've been gaming buddies for like a long time. And he's an engineer, bless you. Megan is like hands down probably my best friend, and I don't want that to sound like harsh towards you, Tony, but this girl is probably one of the most amazing people that you'll ever meet. And I'm not saying because you're not amazing. Tony's very amazing. But no, she has been just around for a lot of things. A lot of drama in my life, I swear.
Time matters.
Time does matter. Yeah. We only have a limited amount.
That's true.
So, yeah, you guys never met personally. That's interesting because... For the last 2 years, I hung out with Tony quite a bit. And then for Megan, I hung out with you my first 3 years, I'd say. Well,
yeah,
something like that. I don't know. Because you graduated 1 year early?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
You did it in 3 years?
Oh, no. I graduated in 5.
Same. I feel that.
But doesn't it usually... Like, doesn't it take 6 years usually in that field?
No, not usually.
Or is it?
It's 4.
Oh.
But
really? I thought it. Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. That makes sense. And don't be discouraged. I can tell in your voice you're like, yeah, but no, you're a bloody genius. Like, you know how hard you work to get those A's? And I think you got a B+ once. And you were, like, so discouraged over that. And I was just like, no, that is still really good. What are you talking about?
I mean, they do say C's get degrees, so.
Yeah, well, that's true. That one was my bad so right true. There.
I remember taking computer science, and I was like, I just want to take a C. I don't care. I want to take a C.
Yeah, I could not.
So I wanted to say this podcast is going to be very, very relaxed today. I've noticed a lot of people are worrying about coronavirus. A lot of people are just stressed. And I did a midnight podcast and everyone loved it. I had 13 people come in last night.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Wow, I was
really
sleeping,
lucky.
so.
I mean, I don't blame you. I only need about 4 to 5 hours of sleep, so I'm pretty good.
Oh my gosh, boy.
Right, Rocky?
Holy Lanta.
Yeah.
We
I
calculated
know.
it out once, Dan. How many extra years does that give you in your life of actual work?
You calculated that for me, and I thought we got like six extra, or no, sorry.
Man, it was like 6 or 7 extra years of time.
Yeah, it was closer to seven.
Oh my gosh.
Because for what I was in right now, wasn't it? Like how old I am currently, and that's how many extra years I get or something. I don't even remember. It was a very interesting amount though.
Right.
Oh man, I don't know. I'm used to sleeping not that much, so.
Yeah, as you can tell, I can sleep all day.
I remember when you used to pass out on the couch in front of me, and I'd be like, "Are you okay?" And you're like, "Yeah, I'm good." And I'm just like, "Okay."
Yeah, I could sleep anywhere, so
That's fair. I've
yeah.
slept on a boulder before. It's nice.
Oh.
No, it's nice. It's actually really nice because the boulder actually helped me be less stiff. So my body just relaxed on a hard, flattened surface. So it was just, well, somewhat flat. It was still a little rocky. Tony
Yeah.
here probably has sleeping bags.
Yeah,
But,
I've slept in very I've slept on hillsides. That was
yeah.
pretty rough. I woke up in the morning, I was like out of my sleeping arrangement down the hill, actually, like by a couple feet.
Oh,
And
were
then
you rolling?
apparently in my sleep, we only got like 2 or 3 hours of sleep that night. And then
Oh.
like I got up and then it was like time to get up and everyone was like, "It's time to move." And I'm like, "It's pitch black out here." And they were like, "Yep, it's 4 in the morning. It's time to go." I was like,
Let's go.
"Okay, how long do I have? Ah, you got like 10 minutes. Okay, I need to shave." So in the pitch black, no lights, I was shaving out of my canteen.
Oh
That was quite the
man.
morning.
I know when I was younger, I used to my dad owns a camp and I used to always go there and wow, why is there so many people? Okay. Sorry. So I'm noticing how many people are noticing this chat and people are listening in. But for anyone who's just now coming in, this is like a relaxed cast. So if you guys want to talk or listen in, feel free. You can talk to us. Like we're really open to talking to you guys. But right now, I'm just talking with my two good friends, and I hope you enjoy.
All right, Dan, the numbers are in.
What?
By the time you are 75 over your lifetime,
Oh.
you will have achieved 4 extra years of total time that you were
Four?
awake than the rest of us. Yep.
Goodness.
Because we're sleeping about one third of our lives, you're sleeping one quarter of your life. So out of your lifetime, you will have achieved 4 years of extra time, minutes, hours, than the rest of us to work on your projects.
I like that.
And if we do the 10,000 hours to become an expert, I'll have that number to you in just a second, how many other things you can become an expert in.
Oh, that's awesome. I know, Megan, you, whenever we were at college together, you would always be just studying. And like the moments you didn't study, it was like a rarity. And I was always just like, holy crap, are you okay?
Yeah, some of those classes weren't the best,
No.
so.
No, I agree. I am glad that I did not become a computer science nerd. I
Yeah.
kind of wish I went down the engineering route, though. Not gonna lie. Tony, on the other hand, he's making a lot of he's doing so well for himself. I'm proud of you, man, but
Oh, thanks.
holy crap.
Yeah.
It was a lot of work to get here. But you will have one last update, and then I'll leave this subject alone. Dan, you will have been able to achieve 3.5 extra expert skills than the rest of us based on the amount of time that you have extra
Wow.
compared to the rest of us. So 35,000 hours of time more than the rest of us over your lifetime. So if you're going to spend 10,000 hours to become an expert in one subject or another, you will have 3.5 extra compared to the rest of us by the time you are 75.
So, when you say expert, does video games count?
Oh, hell yes.
So, I recently just have been playing the crap out of Rainbow Six Siege,
Yeah.
and I'm in the top percentage of Goyo players. And Goyo is a person that you can play as. He's a Mexican operator. And I really like him because he's super fast. He's agile and he has these shields that blow up. I'm in the top 150 players who play him. And there's millions of people that play Siege.
Wait, you said shields that blow up?
Yep. So he plants a deployable shield. And there's a nitrous canister on the back that you can shoot or you can blow up with a grenade. And when they blow up, fire scatters everywhere. And I love it because I get to watch people burn.
That feels like a very poor shield design.
Well, you'd think that, wouldn't you? Because you want to be behind a shield. So what they don't tell you is bullets can't go through the front of the shield. Only the back, but a grenade can blow it up, which really sucks. But
from any direction,
if it's close enough, yes. And that's the kind of crappy part.
That's wow, what a way to defeat it. All right, either way, video games count. Video games definitely count.
Okay, video games count. What about having a high alcohol tolerance?
Oh boy!
Everyone can become an expert in that one day.
That's true.
Some of us are black belts at it.
Really? I know Megan had to take kind of care of me and the friends one time. When was that? Was that like 2 or 3 years ago?
I think 3 years ago.
Not
a long time.
I held myself together, I will say. And I don't know if you remember, but like I had a puke in the toilet because I was like, there's so much alcohol in my system. And I nonchalantly got up and I was like, guys, I think I'm just going to throw up in the toilet.
Oh, gosh.
And other Megan asked, are you okay? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I just have too much alcohol in my system. So I go and puke in the toilet. I'm like, oh, that's so much better.
Yeah. I mean, you did buy a whole bunch of shots that night.
I did. I think it was what?
Did.
How many was it? 13?
I don't know, but you were saying that you spent a lot of money.
I did. hello, everyone that's joining. I hope you're doing well.
Dan, I don't even know how many people are in this chat. I don't know if my chat's updating. So how many viewers are currently in?
So right now, we just had two leave, and I have two listeners besides you guys. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So there's technically four people in, but two. Oh, hey, Steve. Sorry. I had a wonderful conversation with a man named Steve last night. And Steve is an expert in what is it called? Air conditioning? Sorry.
Oh, HVAC.
Yeah, HVAC. And he's thanks, Steve. He's typing. And he's actually a really cool guy. He's very knowledgeable. And we had a really fun conversation last night. And it's great to see you again. I'm here with my two friends, by the way. So meet Megan and Tony, both wonderful people in my life.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, wait, Megan, can you actually see the chat?
Oh, I don't know. I'm kind of scared to leave the phone thing because I don't want to hang up.
Okay.
I don't know.
So if he just said hi, y'all. So anytime that someone talks to you, Megan, I'll try and communicate for you, I guess.
Okay.
I
can figure it out.
We're gaining three more people. So that's awesome. Oh, usually it picks up in the first 20 minutes and then, and it's been 20 minutes. So now I'm guessing we're going to get more people. So something I want to do in this is ask you guys, what's one really fun memory that you have with me?
I don't know.
Oh, I totally know mine with you, Dan.
I'm worried about this one.
You're worried about it? No, dude. It's totally good. It centers on video games, but when I remember back, it's the one that you have set as your wallpaper on your computer.
That's so
right?
Nice.
Right? Astroneer. It's just this amazing, beautiful video game that I didn't realize held so many secrets. Mm-hmm. Oh, Dan, by the way, we should play that again at some point, but another side conversation because they just made flatness a real thing. So Right?
Oh,
basically,
okay.
at the center of every planet is like these cores that you can go into and get like a portal to be able to go into this
Weird
you
space.
unlock the yeah you unlock the central part of the solar system. And like, we had no idea this was coming. We just thought we were going to get make it to the center, like, well, something would happen, and then boom, we're on to the next planet. But for us, it was just this huge eye-opening, like drop the mic kind of moment, where we were like, whoa, there's way more things out here. And both of us were like almost in tears, because the game presents these incredibly beautiful visuals that we experienced together as we were walking through the world. So it was this surreal moment that I got to hang out with you, Dan, online, and like just the
Yeah.
two of us experienced this very unique video game experience together. So that was my probably like most visceral, like eye-opening moment hanging out with you, and just your
Yeah.
dedication to getting there too. Like, you were right there with me every step of the way. That was awesome.
Yeah, and I loved it. It was one of those moments that you remember. And I'm glad
Oh
you
yeah,
chose that one, because that's a great moment, like, no joke.
was a really good one between the two of us. Yeah.
Yeah. Megan, you're gonna be like, I don't remember anything.
I mean, I remember in college we used to take like really, really long walks around Marquette.
I remember
Those were nice.
that. Oh, the albino deer. Do you remember that?
Yes. Okay.
And the
Yes, I
French
do. And then we
fries?
got fries. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that was such a great
Boom.
movie.
I
Or
remembered
movie?
it.
Movement? I am not speaking right, guys.
The
Oh,
moment. It's a really
hey,
great
Fate.
moment you had there. It was a
Yeah.
movement. Oh, so yeah, oh man, I had so many great moments with just friends and whatnot. But most of my great moments were probably with you guys, because like, going to college, I did have some bad moments, and I think hanging out with friends was probably the best thing for me, because I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the company. I enjoyed hanging out with friends, and I enjoyed meeting people. And meeting you, Tony, was like an amazing part of like our friendship, because I remember we used to like talk about things that we could do together, and there was times when we were playing Minecraft together and we had these ideas, and we even like recorded them, and I thought that was so much fun. And with
Oh,
Megan,
yeah.
I don't know, like we just hung out and did stuff. Like, we watched Korean dramas and
Yes,
stuff
we
like that.
did.
Oh man,
Yes,
you're laughing.
Korean.
Oh, there was speaking of Korean dramas, there was a movie that I was told, like, someone told me they'd pay me to watch it, and I said, I'll probably watch it. It's called The Parasite, I believe.
Seen
Oh,
it.
yeah.
It's supposed to be really good. Is it good, girl, or is it?
It is good. It is really good. I'm not surprised it won so many like awards, but it is like the weirdest thing you will ever watch. It is
I've
not what
watched
you
some weird
expect
stuff.
either. So
Okay.
it's good.
No, I believe you. I feel like it would be good to watch. I'm just like, I'm hesitant to watch it, because is it horror? I believe it's horror, right?
It's like, I think they called it like a horror thriller comedy type thing, because there are like funny parts in it, but
Okay.
like the basis of the whole entire movie is pretty horrific.
Oh.
So,
Wow, that's okay.
yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Dan, I haven't seen the full thing yet either. If you would like to watch that with me sometime, I would offer my verbal handholding to you.
Sounds good. I'll probably be needing more than handholding. I'll be freaking out. I'll be like, oh my
Yeah, I don't
God.
do well with horror. I really don't.
I like it, but it scares me too much sometimes. Like, I remember when I was a kid, I was a little tyke, and I was watching Jurassic Park. That scared me. That scared me.
Oh, those ones are classics.
Oh, they are, though. They
Oh.
really are. I can't, I just now realized something. So, you know how a lot of people kind of like, they have these expectations of jobs when they were a kid and they really wanted to be someone? When I was a little kid, I used to want to be a lot of things, and one of those things was actually be a movie theater director. And I thought those are the people that made the movies. Like, I actually thought when I was like, I don't know, three, that those people were the ones that made movies. like that was their movie. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. I want to be just like them. And my parents were like, why? And I was just like, because they make movies. And I remember my my dad and my mom sat me down and they're like, no, no, honey, they just show the movies. And then I was like, so wait, I can show movies? And it's like, kinda.
Yeah.
I think Tony always wanted to go to space, though.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is it was Megan always wanted to do?
Oh. She does not know yet.
Still exploring.
Still That's exploring.
Fair. That's totally fair. Yeah, I, from an early age, I pretty much fell in love with space. So
That's amazing. Yeah.
I think I fell in love with everything. I'm like, I am the social butterfly. I am just that, like, into everything. Games, movies, people, art. I can't do art anymore, which is sad, but I loved it. Oh.
What about your writing?
Oh, I'm still writing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because I kind of forget about it at times, you know?
Mm, yeah.
I love it, though. It's still enjoyable.
Good. Mm-hmm,
for sure.
So, what is one question that you two want to ask me? And chat, you're welcome to ask questions or talk if you want. Feel free. I see that three of you are still in, and it's always awesome to have you guys.
What's your go-to breakfast food?
Either cereal or oatmeal.
Cereal or oatmeal. Got it. You're a fan of those liquid in the morning. Got it.
Depends, but yeah.
What kind of cereal? Sugar or good for you?
You're going to hate me for this. Both. I mix them.
You mix them? Oh, no, that's super smart. My father did that a lot. He would do like the whole like unsweetened Cheerios. And then he'd like add in a little bit of the like Cinnamon Toast Crunch on top just to like mix in some flavor.
Yeah.
He was that kind of guy.
So I have an off-brand called Plain Flakes. And they're actually really healthy for you. It's just, it's really weird, but they taste like, ugh. But what I add to them is peanut butter Captain Crunch, and they taste great.
Oh, there you go.
That Smart. Sounds amazing.
It is. It really is. Oh.
All right. So that was my question.
I can't come up with impromptu questions.
Oh, you're going to love story time with friends at the end then.
Oh. Off the wall then. Like, do you wear your underpants forward or backwards, Dan?
Oh, gosh.
What do you mean forwards or backwards?
I want to know that.
What? I just wear them normally.
What's normal to you?
True. The little holes in the front.
There you go.
So like frontwards.
Frontwards.
Oh, okay. I was really confused by that question. I was like, frontwards or backwards? What? There's a wrong way to wear them? There's different ways? What about sideways?
You could wear two pieces of underwear at once, like one leg on one side, one on the other, so you always have an extra hole for somebody else to step into your life with you.
Oh my gosh. That's good. Like, I've never heard that one before. That's actually a good one, but like... Well,
I came up with that on the spot, so there you go.
Oh, nice.
I'll clap for that. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl, you have to ask a question now.
Okay. Let's see. What is your dream car? How about that?
Ooh, that's actually a good one.
Tall order.
Okay.
That's, so, dream car is 2019 Mustang.
Ooh, okay.
Or a Charger. Either or. They're both good. Yeah. They look and sound nice. Mm-hmm. I know how I would build it if I got the chance to, because I love the roar of an engine. And hey, Fates, hopefully you're doing good. Mm-hmm. But, oh man, I remember seeing a Dodge Charger for the first time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I just looked at it, and I was like, that's a beautiful car. And I heard its engine, and I was like, I want it. I want it so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, now I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
If you could go anywhere right now and like just stay there for a time because you could travel, where would you go?
Probably for me, like what's coming to mind immediately would probably be something like New Zealand, just because it's
Oh.
got a bunch of like really, really gorgeous views and things
I
like
bet.
that. But
It's
if we're
really
talking
nice.
like anywhere and I could have a chance to be at, like at service, I would love to go to kind of like Mars,
I knew you
establish
were going to
kind of
say
like
that.
first outpost kind of
Nice.
thing. That would be awesome. Just like hang
That
out
would
there for
be.
a while. But I would want all the accoutrements, the support that I could have when I go. If I had to go like right now and I'd just be on the surface and die, that's not that cool. But if I was like
Yeah, no, I
properly
get you.
prepared and landed and like safe and had like full communication back, so I had access to YouTube and all the rest of stuff, like that'd be awesome.
Yeah, no, I get
Wow.
that. What about Megatron?
Well, I mean, I've always wanted to go to Australia. So that would be fun. Or India. I don't know, somewhere just different, because I don't know, learning their cultures and then learning different languages. I would love to be that versatile in my life. So
Which part of
when
Australia?
I
Sorry, Dave.
don't
No, you're good.
Traveling the East Coast is actually really, really cool.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
Starting
have
off
a
on the Great Barrier
friend.
Reef and going down to Sydney,
Oh,
Australia. That's
yes.
it's magical.
Oh,
Sorry, Dan, I keep interrupting
wonderful.
you.
No, you're good. I have a friend there though, and he's moving there to be with his mom. He actually just reconnected with his mom. So he was separated from her when they were really young because his mom is North Korean, and he's North Korean, and when they had to separate them as a ch because he was a really young child, he didn't know who his mom was. But recently, the South Korean government and the Irish government, because he's currently living in Ireland, found his real mom, and she's living in Australia. And he is now going to be living with her, and he's, I believe, 20 right now, and he just wants to live with her because he never got to really have a mom. He was in the adoption center through like most of
Wow.
his life. Yeah.
Wow.
He's actually a phenomenal artist too. Like I've known him for about 3 years and he's like a really good artist. And that's how I met him because he literally just made me something because we were playing video games together and he was just like, "Here, I want you to have this." And I was like, "Oh, sure, man." And now he gets to meet his mom, and I think Australia looks lovely. It looks great. I just don't want to deal with the bugs there. They're so scary.
I have heard that, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
India, though, I do have plans to drive a motorcycle all throughout it.
Ooh. Well,
Not.
let me know. I'll come with you.
Sounds good. We could always do it now. You know why? Because the prices are way down on all
God, right?
the airlines.
Of course, I
I
know.
literally I saw a $53 flight, a $53 flight, and it was to where was that? Shoot.
You'll have most of the plane to yourself too. Like, not many people are buying tickets.
Taiwan.
Very few are like
True. Yeah.
traveling. Taiwan.
No.
53 to Taiwan? Yep.
Wow.
What?
I
That's
see, right?
crazy.
And Taiwan is expensive usually.
That's like the price of a tank of gas to drive you across like 300 miles, not like
Yeah.
1,700,
That's like
2,300 miles.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
It's you can literally go anywhere right now, but I'm not. Oh,
Yeah, it's
I.
harder to quarantine.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
that is very smart. It's kind of making my life a little hard though because I'm really trying to contact Minnesota's Mayo Clinic right now. I'm trying to contact their HR department, and I
Yeah.
want to see if I can get a job there as a data analyst for incoming patients or for supply and demand slash manufacturing.
Yay.
Yeah, it's just I really want to contact them,
Yeah.
and I missed them by 11 minutes the other day on
Oh,
Friday, and I
no.
was like, no, my chance.
I know.
It's okay. I'm still hoping that I can work there because I
Me
was looking at the
too.
benefits. I was working looking at the work schedule and all that, and I would love to be with my best friend. And then if I get a good enough amount of money, I can go visit Tony and we can have fun and be
badasses and PUBG or some shit.
Well, yeah, that would totally be. I'd be down.
Oh yeah. A little side note. My friends are stuck in Europe right now because they're a band called Misio, and I told them I'd give them a shout out on here. What?
Oh.
Misio, yeah. But yeah. I said, oh, really? The travel band?
Yep. They're stuck, I think, in Amsterdam right now. And they can't do anything. And they can't even have, like, a gathering for their music. Uh-huh. Because no one is going out and no one's allowed to, technically, for big, like,
big things. Groups are not allowed to.
They can still do online, like, gatherings and stuff if they were interested. Like, podcasting, even. As
no, yeah. I might ask them if they want to join. Because they said in the past they would. And maybe I can get them on here, or they can put their music live in their apartment or something.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, Tony gets to see them for free whenever they come back to California. So I got them free tickets because they were like, oh, yeah, you're free to join us. And I was like, well, can I give my friend my ticket? Because I think he'd really enjoy it, and I'm far away from California. And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. Don't worry about it. We'll pay for it. I was like,
super nice. Super nice guys. Like, just incredible all the time.
Yeah. Aww. No, I've literally talked to them for days, actually. And, like, we talk about the weirdest things. But I don't know. That's it's so nice. Jesus is nice. I love him. Mm-hmm. Oh, quick thing. So I don't want anyone to feel pressured. So if you're ever trying to, like, get a hold of me, feel free to contact me on my social medias. Sorry. This is for my fan base right now.
Oh, yeah.
You guys can contact me all the time. I have Instagram. I have Twitter right now. I have, what else do I have? Reddit. I have this as well. And if you still can't get a hold of me because you don't have any of that, you could get a hold of me on... Actually, no, yeah, you should be able to get a hold of me through here. There's a message, like, depot box that you can just put your message in and it'll hold for a long time. Either way...
you have YouTube, right?
I do have YouTube. I haven't been using it as much, and I don't know why. It's just...
time.
Probably. Yeah. I even have videos. I just need to... post them, and it takes like 48 hours, I think. Bad internet here.
Well, I have that server up, Dan. If you ever wanted to see if I could get it faster and post it for you, you can see about that connection.
That's true. I could probably do that. That'd be actually a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Test that. See if it works. Yeah, and if you can't get a hold of Dan or he's not available, I also have a Twitter and a YouTube and Instagram.
You want to type it in chat?
Oh, sure, I can. Yeah, just search that, so I'll get the links.
Yeah, mine is, as always, Vigor Victory. Yay.
It's boring. So
boring.
Boring. It's fun and exciting.
Yeah. No, so Megan, how did you initially think this podcast was going to feel for you?
I don't know. I wasn't really sure, like...
Sorry.
Well, I don't know. Of course I was nervous, so...
Yeah, no, that's fine. My first podcast was nervous. Like, I was nervous.
Dude, you were off the wall.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I'm going to call you out on that one.
Thank you. No, that's fine. I was nervous, though. I was very, like, this is my first podcast. I don't want to mess it up. Oh, I'm meeting new people. I'm doing new things. Yeah.
It's always fun and exciting. That's a yawn.
That's okay. You're allowed to yawn. You're allowed to yawn at my podcast. I understand. They make you tired.
No, they don't. It's fun and exciting.
No.
Well, thank you. So, one thing, Steve, if you're still in, I'd like you to give us a scenario. Any scenario at all. Basically...
So it begins.
Keep it clean. Yes. Megan, you're in for a treat. I'll just say that much. Okay. But so, Steve, create us a story. Like, just any, like, just a paragraph long. Like, give us a scenario. It can be about creating a air vent duct or putting us on the planet Mars or even something where it's just out from your brain onto us as the we're gonna read it essentially, and we're gonna make our own scenario. It's called Story Time with Friends.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah. This is my favorite part of my podcast, and okay. I love it.
Tons of fun.
Oh yeah.
Just a reminder, it's getting spotty on my side. I can't necessarily see what's being posted in chat. I
saw no worries.
Damn, but some people's like it doesn't seem to be coming all the way through.
Oh, weird. I can read it off to you if you want. And if it's not coming through correctly, then I will try and send you imagery or something that will allow you to see this. I'm surprised though, because today was very lax actually, because we only have 3 listeners at the moment. Mm-hmm. And last night I had 13 plus, I believe.
Well, the interesting thing that I'm kind of seeing here is like it seems like the market for CastBox is actually outside the US. Mm-hmm. It seems to be, you know, overseas for the most part.
No, yeah, that's true. Well, okay. That's partly true. I've gotten quite a few people from the Middle East, but most of my listeners are actually American. And really? They're usually, from Florida, some from California, and a few in Wisconsin and Minnesota, which is really weird because, like, I don't know if, like, there's a reason for that, but it's so weird. Hey, Moyne. Hope you're doing well. You just got into Story Time with Friends. I hope I said your name right. Moyne. M-O-I-N.
God, Moyne? I can't see any of these people.
Oh, sorry.
There it is.
So, I have quite a few listeners. What is going on with the listeners? Hello, all. Hi. Wow. This is surprising. So, Moyne, since Steve... yeah, they know what time it is. It's story time.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we are. Well, Megan and Tony haven't met each other ever, but like, I'm introducing them.
Yeah.
So, Moyne, I have a favor to ask of you, because I don't know if Steve's still there. I would like you to come up with a quick little scenario for us. So it can be like, you're on a desolate planet all by yourself, or something like, you're in a brief war against robots and hamsters, or something like that comes from your mind. It can be random, it can be fun, it can be whatever you want.
The hamsters are in the robots.
The hamsters are the robots.
Fun.
That would be a really interesting story, actually.
But I'm already thinking about it too much, so I have too many ideas.
Thank you, Moyne. You're a very big help. I hope you know.
I've got to start writing these ideas down.
I swear, if you make like $1 million off of a book about hamsters or something, I'm gonna love it.
Like just a short story, right? Like, oh man, I want to storyboard this now.
See, all right. Hey, Blake, how are you doing? I hope you're doing well.
In robots,
hamsters in space. What?
The hamsters are well developed enough to actually go and do the work for people because they require less oxygen and food, so we can send them up easier. What?
That actually makes sense. Yeah. Like, in a really weird kind of way, you know?
You know, the really, really weird thing is that the U.S. seriously considered using midgets. Little people, I'm so sorry, for space exploration, because the proposal was that they would require half as much food, water, and equipment.
Oxygen. Oh, okay.
Yep, all that stuff.
So, I don't know if this is true, but there was a Russian astronaut who was shorter than the average person. And he was originally like a fighter pilot or something like that.
Makes sense.
And they specifically took him because they thought he would do better in space because of that. But I remember before he got to go up in a rocket, he suffered something, like some sort of injury, and he couldn't do it afterwards. Ooh. And then he went to be like this big name aeronautics like engine creator or something. Like he made a really specific engine for Russian fighters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I don't know if that story pans out, but like I remember seeing that on YouTube and on something else, and it was a really weird story. Like it just like he originally was an alcoholic who was forced into the military, and he was really short because I don't know, like, he was just forced into the military, and he was short, and, like, he had to go through all these different programs, and then he went into the Air Force, or the Russian Air Force, and it just didn't, it was so weird, like, the whole story, the whole premise. Ugh. Either way, story time with friends.
Yeah.
I thought Malin was going to come back with an idea, but I don't think so, Dan. We might have to do one ourselves.
Well, let's see, because I think Moyne, you can only, or sorry, you don't have to, but it would be helpful if it's like maybe a paragraph long or just like a short sentence or two. Steve, if you're still there, same thing. Like, it doesn't have to be long at all. It can just be as long as you want. Peacock, please, if you want, you can make it as long as or as short as possible. Wow, thanks for the laughter, guys.
I mean, so you're just going along and you're just talking, and then you're like, Peacock.
Well, his name is Blake Peacock. Sorry.
None of the rest of us can see this information.
That's fair.
You that's can't why I'm it. Laughing, because it's just like Groundhog, and you're just continuing your sentence. It sounds like a verbal
Can you imagine if streamers
I'm laughing against, but
no, you're fine. But like, can you imagine if streamers were like just out of the blue saying the person's name and everyone else in chat doesn't see what they're seeing? Like, that's what is going on for me right now.
Oh yeah, no, that's exactly it.
Yeah, it can be an imaginary situation. Yeah.
Well, it depends. Like, I don't know if Moyne has seen stories with friends yet.
So no, Moyne.
Kind of hard to actually understand the life cycle of a story.
How about if we give Megan a story and then they can base that story around, or like their story around ours, something like that? Does that sound fair?
I would almost suggest if either
or
I
you do it.
A story, or you gave me one to give an example of what's going on.
And yeah, so she can.
Yeah.
Okay. I got a story for you.
All right. 2 minutes on the clock, right? Like, what's my parameters? 2 minutes?
2 minutes. It has to be two minutes.
Let me get my clock up so that I actually can time this. All right.
You're going to love this.
So we got the timer. All right. I'm all set.
Hit me with it. You are a hamster warrior in a battle mechanized robotic unit that looks similar to a human skeleton. Mm-hmm. And you are battling other hamsters. Actually, no, you're not battling hamsters. You're battling gerbil. These gerbil are trying to steal your seed, and they are like actual seed, and they are coming for you. And you are all alone. Your squad are down. They're all just across like a gas station desert kind of situation. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm on.
Go.
This is my final transmission. This is Lieutenant Gerald the Hamster. My unit is down. I am pinned behind enemy lines. This gas station war zone is fraught with enemy gerbils. Team, is there anyone left on the line that can hear me?
We hear you, Commander. We're about 2 miles away. Help's on its way.
Good. I will lay low until you arrive. There seems to be at least 15 gerbils in the area. They are conducting searches for my presence. But luckily enough, I'm sitting on the stash of seeds. They haven't yet discovered me. They're coming in close. They're coming closer. Closer.
Hold on, Commander! We're only about a mile away!
Good. I'm going to need backup as soon as you arrive. Because, oh God, they just saw me. Move, move, move! I'm under attack! Oh, God. Oh, God. They're coming in. They're coming in. They've hit my left leg. I'm struggling. I'm crawling away. I got to get over this fence. God, I had to leave the seeds behind. Jesus Christ, men, get here.
We're on our way. Oh, dear God. Hold. Hold.
Okay. Oh, Lord. I'm crawling. I'm stuck in the brush now. They lost me again. All right. The gerbils. I hear them stomping around me. They're coming. Closer all the time. It occurs to me I forgot to start my timer to find out when the other gerbils arrive. Good. So I am running. I am running very quickly. God, this leg is really holding me back. I can't do anything about it right now. I must get away.
Commander!
Oh, God. I kind of lost my way there, but that's an example of something that you would do. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't all funny. That was story time.
Yeah. Sometimes they're funny. Sometimes they're serious. We literally had a whole scenario one time about a dildo trophy that was from an alien.
Oh, that was good. That was a good one.
It was so Adam came up with that. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I don't know if anyone has a scenario for us. Oh my.
I guess not.
Oh. You know what?
I was really set.
Megan?
Yeah.
Give me a scenario.
No.
No.
She was ready with that no before you even started your sentence.
Exactly.
You were gonna ask me too.
Just asking for a scenario.
It can be whatever you want. Like, literally, you can put, like, make me a rose. Like, say, you're a rose in a garden.
Oh, and that'd be so good.
Sorry, I have a lot of ideas. Megan, you're a rose in a garden and you have thoughts. What are you thinking? Like, this is your scenario. Are you ready?
Oh, no.
I'm not ready.
So the biggest part of this is just it's an improv style. Oh, so it's like, even if you laugh at it and you think it's funny, like, that I think is awesome.
That's
and you've got the freedom to literally take it anywhere you want. It doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to be coherent. It's just fun. That's all it is. We're going to laugh with you. No one will be laughing at you.
Exactly. We just want to have fun. That's what story time with friends is.
Aw, that's fun.
Thank you. Yeah. It was just like the social club. And then the school told me that you have too many people.
What? For a social club? Isn't that the point?
I mean, right?
Moyne's totally down. Moyne, do you have a story for us?
That would be awesome if you do.
Yeah. All right, he does. But,
that's okay. Would you want to do that one, Megan?
You can do that one.
That was my story.
And I've got one for you actually. And I was
you were waiting for me. See, you were waiting for Megan. Oh
yeah. So actually, Dan, I've got a really down-to-earth one, and I'm really interested in how and where you would take it. You have 2 minutes on the clock. I'm going to tell you your story. As soon as I'm done and I tell you go, you're going to start talking. Sound good?
Sounds perfect.
All right. In this situation, you are a strand of steel that is self-aware. You have your human eyes. You have all your human perceptions, but you're a strand of steel wound about halfway up the cable work on the Mackinac Bridge. You can see around you. You can see upper Michigan from there. You can see lower Michigan. You can see the bridge below you. You can see the channel. You can see Mackinac Island. And you're just existing. And talk me through one of your typical days. And go.
I've been here for so long. I even made friends with a seagull the other day. He landed on me. He was so nice. He shat on my friend Steve, who's about 3 cables down. Steve, you still alive? He's still alive, I think. He hasn't been talking to me. And, you know, it's very interesting. Steve's just hanging about like me. A single strand of steel. We just are this strand of steel. What does that even mean? We sit here every day. Oh, shit. A car just hit. Oh, wait. Oh, it didn't hit. Never mind. That scared me. Oh, wait. Why is the bridge shaking? Whoa, yeah, there we go. Settle down, bridge. Settle down. There we go. One steel for all the others. There we go. Okay, so, gonna look around real quick. Oh, hey, there's a boat under us. Hey, boat, how are you doing? Oh, you're so pretty. Wait, what does that say? I like big butts, and I cannot lie. What kind of... What is a butt? I wish to know what a butt is.
And hi, Testfire. It's nice to see you. And you're a little late to the party.
So, your butt is that big thing on the side there. Huh. Interesting. Okay, well, what's to the left of me? Oh, hey, it's a... What is that? It's a plane? Ah, yes, a plane. That's what they call it. The human that worked on me last week said that was a plane. AC-130, I think he said. Wait, what is an AC-130 doing here? Oh, it's dropping off. Yep. I was about to bring in like that America was being raided by
the broader Mackinac Strand of Steel universe is incredibly extensive. Then that is exciting.
Hey, Testfire. Yeah, no, it's a very broad story.
Wait, okay, talk me through your thought process. Where were you seeing butts? I was very curious where that came into the story. Was it like a stripper van?
No. So the boat on the side says, "I like big butts and I cannot lie," because it's actually holding a banner. And the banner is basically a woman showing off her butt. And it says, "I like big butts and I cannot lie."
Really?
Yeah, that's okay, what I was going.
Were you showing that off? Was it one of the...
Like a yacht.
Hi, Testfire. How are you? A yacht?
Oh, yeah. Testfire actually is a very interesting guy that was recommending music to me last night, and he's a very well endowed person. So nice to meet you again, Testfire. And these are my friends. Talonman Gaming is my friend Tony, and then Megan is in the party just talking with us right now, and she has to come up with a story or has to take my story.
Yeah, we've got peer pressure coming in.
Oh,
now.
Oh yeah,
Megan, it's your time. One.
Oh my gosh. Okay,
I
so
come up with one. I can't.
18 people have just come into the call.
All right.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, they're all willing to listen to your story, Megan.
They're excited.
Well, that it has to be amazing.
You are amazing, girl. What are you talking about? Thanks for the follow, Moyne.
Pleasure to meet you as well, Testfire.
You ready?
No.
All right. Who is going to be talking their way through your... Are you giving us a scenario, Megan?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So I'll tell you what. So I think which one of us is going to actually be talking the story then?
Let's do you, Tony.
Okay, so what I'm going to do for you guys right now, in order to give Megan the opportunity to kind of like understand her story and where she wants to go and what kind of points to give, I'm going to give myself about 2 minutes on the clock, and I'm going to take off my headphones and just sit here. I'll talk in chat, that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. but I won't hear or be able to listen. So, Dan, if you don't mind helping her construct that prompt, and then she'll be able to give it to me at the end of those 2 minutes. Does that sound good?
Sounds perfect, man.
All right, I'm going to start the 2 minutes now. Headphones are coming off.
You got your scenario, girl.
I feel so helpless.
Oh, that's such a good song.
Oh, I don't know.
Helpless.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking the Amazon rainforest.
The Amazon rainforest, okay.
Yeah. You know how like in Jumanji? Something like that.
Okay.
But I don't know how to describe it, so... If I give the idea, will you describe it for me?
For sure.
Okay. I don't know. It's like the first thing that came to my mind.
Okay. So what's going on in the rainforest right now? How is Tony going to write this?
You know what? I don't know. Let's say it is nighttime and all he can do is navigate by sound.
Okay.
That's all I know so far. I don't know.
Okay. No, that's perfect. So what is he trying to find?
He is trying to find his space rocket to Mars. There we go.
Okay.
I don't know.
You are trying to find your rocket to Mars. Okay, Tony. Oh, Tony says 30 seconds left. Oh, hey, Dara. How are you, man? Hopefully you're doing good. I'll let you get in a little bit, man. At the moment, we're doing story time with friends, and I hope that's okay. Basically, my friends are coming up with scenarios, and we're having this conversation right now, basically helping my friend Megan come up with this super intricate story. So I'm going to send it in.
There he is. Hello, Tony.
All right, I'm back.
I was just trying to explain it. So,
is that my prompt?
Yes, you're in the Amazon rainforest, like in Jumanji.
Wait, Megan. Is this Megan? She should be reading this to me, shouldn't she?
Oh, yes, that's true. So, Megan. Wait, she can't read that, can she? Okay, so I have to.
All right. Oh,
okay, I'm going to have to. No. I'm going to copy this and I'm going to send it to her.
Oh, wait. All right. I can read it.
Okay, you can read it.
All right, she's done.
Okay, so you are in the Amazon rainforest, like in Jumanji. And it's nighttime, and all you can do is navigate by sound. And you are trying to find your rocket to Mars. Begin.
Okay. I'm gonna.
I got a timer. No, okay, I got a timer.
Oh, you got it. Okay.
Dan, I want you to try and provide some kind of like background noise to this. All right, like think about what kind of sounds you would have.
Oh, background noise for like in the jungle. I was gonna give you like a beatbox. All right, test fire.
Where am I? This place is incredibly wet. It's humid. I can barely breathe. The water is almost like a thick soup. I'm wading through this area. I can hear sounds all around me. It's big, tall, open, and yet dense. I can't quite tell what's going on, and I'm talking like William Shatner. God, there's a world out there that I remember, but I'm here in this world. I am a part of the Galactic Survey Team. I fell out of my plane as we were doing a typical scan of the planet designated as Earth. So while we were out here in the world, scanning the planet, and we fell out of the sky and I crash landed. There was trees all around. Trees are interesting because I've never seen one before. My planet does not have them. I think my rocket actually fell about 2 miles away from me, from what I could tell, according to my survival kit. However, getting back there might prove very difficult. This environment is incredibly dense. The jungle life, the flora, and the fauna of this planet are incredibly dangerous. All I have left in my tank is about 15 minutes of oxygen left. This might be very difficult to make it back. We'll have to see if I can actually make it.
Time. Perfect. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Hello. Wow.
Well, and that would actually be the interesting, right? So like I was setting up basically like a larger premise, right, Moyne? So it's like my character doesn't quite realize that there's oxygen all around. For whatever reason, they didn't sense that chemical in the atmosphere. So it's like he might run out halfway back and then think he was about to die, have an existential crisis, and then as he takes off his helmet to breathe one last breath of whatever kind of air is out there, he realizes he can keep going.
Yeah.
So
also, I want to say hello to the 16 other people that joined us.
Wow.
So hello, everybody. Yeah.
I only see 6 according to my interface.
Mine's a 16.
Ooh, that's impressive.
I think it's because I have 6 on who are using like phone apps. Yeah. And then there's how many else? Yeah, 10 others who are, I don't know what media they're using or what they're using, but they're using something else. Anywho, I think that was actually a great scenario. And I think that was a great reading? coming up with the story. Oh, that was funny though. I really enjoyed it.
That was good prompt. I really, really did like that one. That was good. And then while we were in the chat, somebody else came up with a really good beginning. So I think, Megan, are you feeling comfortable yet trying to talk your way through a story? It's very straightforward.
I don't know.
It sounds like you're ready. It sounds like you're ready.
I don't know.
I would highly suggest to you if you would at all like to participate. The attempt would basically be, you don't necessarily have to get into the story, right? We're going above and beyond sound effects, ideas of placing ourselves in, generating like characters outside of it, but you could just tell us about your experience as if you were telling a friend.
Yeah.
As you're kind of coming up with these ideas and describing it.
So Are you going off of the sunken ship idea?
Yeah.
So, okay. Also, I just got a network error. What is going on? Check your network status.
No, we can still hear you. You're here.
Okay, perfect. So, Megan, say you're... And it's sunken, right? So would she be at the bottom then?
Well, I would say, yep, you're a broken, rusted ship sitting on the bottom of the ocean. You can barely see the twinkle of lights coming through above you. You can tell the passage of day between the varying light levels above you during the darkest times. You sometimes see a small speck cascading across the world. Every once in a while, you're actually seeing different hues of light shimmering and shining in the night. You have very few memories of your past life. All you remember are the barnacles and the fish poking around you. You are the sunken ship at the bottom of the ocean. Tell us about your experience.
Oh, boy. Sunken ship.
Timer starts now.
Oh, okay. Well, all I can remember is the darkness and the bottom of the ocean. It was soft, like sand, but kind of... I don't know, like mossy as well. I could see all the fish flowing around me. I could feel things sticking to me. Sometimes I would know if it was day or nighttime because of the hue of the colors and all that. But then sometimes I would just lose track of time. And then I remember one day, a shark swimming up to me, going through all of the holes.
You're doing great.
I don't know anymore.
No, keep going.
I made friends with the shark. How about that?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Minute left. Hey, keep going. Get after it.
And his name was Bruce. Mm-hmm. And we had an intervention. And Bruce, he's just like, fish are friends, not food. So we had discussions on not eating fish. So I would munch on all of the vegetation that was on the ground and all of that. He would come back every day just to talk to me about that. Then he would go back to his family at nighttime. And then I just remember one day he never came back. I just got sad. Hold on. Am I dead?
You got this?
No, keep going.
You got this? Come on.
Bruce never came back. What happened to him? The ship finds out somehow. Tell us that.
Tell us what's going on, girl. Tell us what's going on.
I don't know how. Let's see.
You just know?
I know. I just knew that he was gone. And then all of a sudden, one day, his family came. Never met them before, but I just knew because I could see it in their faces. They came to tell me that Bruce was gone. He unfortunately died by fishermen. Ooh. Yeah. There.
Aw.
I know.
Sad story. But that was a good story. Great time. Great story.
That was hard.
Oh.
But you did great.
Yeah, you did a great job. No. That was all improv. It was a great story.
That was solid.
Yeah.
So right, as an improv strategy, you're given a prompt, right? So like you did a really good job of reiterating some of that information and getting yourself immersed in the world. And then to expand upon that, you actually came up with, like, I was writing stuff down just to keep track. You had several great themes kind of going on that I was very excited about. Bruce, a new character, right? So we have this world that suddenly becomes much, much larger, and Bruce becomes a vessel from which even your sedentary ship can go out and explore the world and come back and tell stories. The other one that I got really, really excited about is you went into this, like, Cars-esque world where the ship that you were was munching on vegetation, right?
Yeah.
So, like, suddenly we're in this, like, very interesting point where potentially your ship now becomes capable of maybe healing itself or getting better or enlisting the help of sharks to, like, go and do stuff.